Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served the Valley for decades, finding the right insurance, auto, home, life, business, bundles, whatever it may be, for their customers. Best price always, whenever they can. That's Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Before we get to Kim Jones, our play-by-play call of the day. A wild finish between Florida State and Clemson.
Timing is critical.
I believe Clemson won. Clemson this year has now defeated Florida State 170-69. They beat Duke, and I know this is not the North Carolina year in any way, shape, or form, but Clemson has never won a game in Chapel Hill. Never until this year. So just that accomplishment is good enough. That snapped a, I think, 57-game losing streak at Chapel Hill. All right. With that, we bring in someone. We're going to talk the NFL, but if there's any person I could bring on right now that would appreciate what Penn State basketball has done in this season, is someone who at one point in her career covered Penn State basketball brilliantly, I might add, Kim Jones. Kim, great to have you back.
It's funny you said that, Stephen. Thank you. I was going to ask you, I have great curiosity about Lamar Stevens. The book he wrote, I thought, was wonderful, and I would love if Penn State started that. Like, there will be other athletes. Now, there will be special athletes, because it sounds like Stevens is a pretty special guy, but who can handle that idea? And that could really be something that the athletic department could embrace on a bigger than one-time basis, in my opinion. But I'm curious about him. He's the best player on the floor in most games I watch, and I'm just intrigued about what he's like.
The book tells you what he's like.
Okay.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
He is, I'd say, the number one quality of Lamar Stevens, to me, in the 4 years I've been around him, is loyalty. He has been loyal to the program. He's been loyal to the fans. He's been loyal to the community. He's been extremely loyal to his coaching staff.
Good.
He does not go into any press conference where he doesn't talk about coach.
Right.
And he talks about him all the time. He's got his back the entire time. And that's what you need out of your star player when you're in this situation.
Yes.
To have that kind of bond. And your best player also happens to be your best representative. And that's who he is.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I hope I meet him someday. I don't know how likely that is, but I would like to. He's great. I wish you were actually a little more selfish on the floor, but I'm guessing that's not exactly who he is.
And that's not exactly who he is. And in fact, I think they're a little bit better sometimes when I'll give you an example. You and I both know that in the game of football, let's take Chase Young, for example, Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, combine, just went through the combine. It didn't work out, but.
No, I just saw him, yeah.
Yeah. No sacks last three games. Everybody's making a big deal out of that.
Right.
Okay. So let's rack up a DVD. You and I are watching a DVD.
Right.
How much attention is he getting from a chip from a tight end, a chip from a running back, extra help, which now it's freeing up three other guys to make plays?
Right. Okay. I gotcha.
Lamar?
I wish we had handled him that way, to be honest with you, but that's a whole other topic.
Right. Different topic.
We let him rush, which didn't go well.
Right. And Lamar Stevens, again, when Miles Dread hit the game winner against Rutgers, Lamar didn't touch the ball. And three Rutgers players were around him, which allowed Dread to be open.
Yeah, that's a good point.
See,
I only saw the highlight of that, but yes.
That's when you have a player like that on the floor, or in Chase Young's case, on the field, the attention they get can be a domino that makes somebody else excel.
Yes.
Fair?
Totally agree on that.
You know,
I love when they need a bucket and he looks so physical and he's able to drive and kind of have his way going down the lane, because I think that sends a message sometimes. But I understand what you mean. In crunch time, if they're going to devote extra guys to him and someone else comes through, absolutely, that's terrific.
Right.
I got you.
You know, see, that's how good he is. I mean,
I love it.
Yep. All right, so you're at the combine. Obviously, quarterbacks will always be a topic no matter what. What was your primary storyline out of the combine that you love talking about more than anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I love the stories. I love Austin Jackson being a donor for a bone marrow transplant for his sister, and it cost him a little bit. He couldn't lift weights that affected his back at all until I think week four last year for USC, but obviously it was worth it, and I checked in with him right before he worked out, the O-lineman worked out, and, you know, family was home watching, including his sister, and she's doing well. I mean, I love stories like that. I love the football, too, but I love stories like that. I'm a big fan. I came home a big fan of Kenneth Murray, the Oklahoma middle linebacker.
Yep.
The Giants would do well to get someone like him. They won't, and they pick fourth, and they wouldn't pick him there anyway, but he's the kind of leader that I think a lot of teams want and need. The corner from Ohio State is incredibly impressive, Steve, and I don't know if you saw what he
Jeffrey
wrote
Okuda.
For the Players Tribune.
Yeah, Okuda?
The letter to his late mother. You know, I talked to him about that. He was very patient and giving with his time. I actually left there yesterday. The defensive backs in this draft are a little less defensive backish than some years, and I say that. And I get along great with defensive backs. I mean, they have a little edge to them. They're usually the quirkiest group, to be honest with you. That wasn't really the case this year. They were all, you know, really solid, and they had good workouts and all business and that sort of thing. So some of that defensive back flair in some cases wasn't really there with this class. They were very businesslike. And I don't know if Okuda helped to set the tone there. I don't know if it was a little bit of a coincidence. Stephon Diggs' brother is also in the... I don't know. You know, when you have a brother in the NFL already, you probably have a little bit of a different take. So Antoine Winfield Jr. Was in the class, and, you know, we all know how well he played. So I don't know why, but the defensive backs were a little more standard this year and really easy to deal with, and that was great too. My takeaway is, you know, it's almost always the quarterbacks. It doesn't help when Burrow doesn't throw, but certainly Jordan Love helped himself an awful lot. And it was interesting to see Eason throw, because he just has an enormous arm that my hunch is someone falls in love with.
Yeah, I would think so too. And remember, the odd thing is, he had been the starting quarterback at Georgia, and then Jake Fromm took over.
Yes,
and, so he
and they were back-to-back
to
in drills, and that did not do Fromm any favors, because he does not have a big arm.
No, he does not. Yet, I think, and I don't know Jacob Eason at all, I just know what I've seen.
Right.
But from what I understand about Fromm is, if you put him up on a whiteboard, he can dissect the whole thing.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not... His arm really was, you know, he just in that group with the big guys, and a lot of them are big guys, he wasn't done any favors.
Jalen Hurts, I completely respect his decision to say, I'm a quarterback. Look,
yeah,
I think everybody should go.
Just in fairness, you know, because I've heard a couple people knock, you know, people are really questioning him. No one asked him to do any other drills.
Right.
No one asked him to do any other drills. So the NFL thinks he's a quarterback, too.
Right, and to him, I give him credit. This is where I've gone my entire life. I want to give it a shot. Go
for it.
Yeah,
but I think the media is the only people who asked him to do anything else, or if he was going to do anything else.
Right, exactly.
My point is, I think the NFL sees him as a quarterback. He is a tremendous guy in terms of making a first impression.
Yes.
One of his teammates at Oklahoma mentioned the idea. He goes to Oklahoma, and given his situation, you know, maybe you don't know what to expect. He talked all about the team, never mentioned an individual accolade or an individual goal, and really won over his team. He was named a captain before he played a down for them. So, you know, he is definitely, he's highly respected. I do think he helped himself with those sort of more prototypical quarterback size and everything else in that group, and he looked really good. I think he helped himself.
Did you get a chance to talk to Burrow? And if you did, how did he come off to you?
Briefly, and that's not uncommon, and most of my conversations on the floor are pretty brief.
Sure.
They almost have to be. But I did want to meet him. I wanted to meet Tua. I met them both. I'm not suggesting anything about Burrow when I say this. It is hard to make a better first impression than Tua made. He is incredibly impressive. I think he gets it. I don't know how the injury has affected him in terms of his manner, if it has affected him at all. But I found him to be very, very impressive. And Burrow was cool. He was absolutely fine. No issues with him at all. But I did get to meet him. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I told Brad Nessler. I said, "There's for you and me is I've only watched Joe Burrow warm up when he was at Ohio State. You've actually seen him play."
Yeah, so, that's true. Yeah, it's amazing, know? Right? It's amazing where, you know, that the stories and the transfers and everything else. Amazing.
Well, for Tua, the two areas he had to win primarily the medical.
Yep.
And then he had to win the interview. And it sounds like he's on the verge of winning the other.
It sounds like it. I will tell you, the NFL is a little bit confounded by the injury, though, because it's more of a car crash injury than a football injury. So you don't have doctors, you know, across the league who can weigh in or really give opinions. They are relying on his sole doctor to disseminate the information and interpret it for them. And I do find that interesting. By all accounts, he's doing very well. But it is different for the NFL because it's not a Liz Frank, it's not an ACL, it's not a labrum. It's, you know, it's an injury that is really an impact injury that we don't see in this league. And I understand Bo Jackson and everything, but that's been a long time. So that part of it is interesting. But certainly if there was any sort of a setback, I think we would have learned it last week. And it sounds like just the opposite, that he's doing very, very well.
Yeah. Actually, I would take it a step further. I mean, if I'm an NFL team, I'd want his ankles checked because he's had both of them done.
Yeah, that's definitely right. Exactly. There is definitely a cumulative effect there, and that part I'm sure of. That part I'm sure it would happen, yes.
Okay, so now let's get to the wideouts for a moment because there are a lot of them in here.
Yeah,
so the ones that are in here, what are the ones? Obviously, Ruggs ran the 4.29, I think he ran. I know KJ didn't run. KJ is going to run here on the 17th.
Yeah, disappointed not to see KJ. He said he has a hamstring. I was disappointed he wasn't part of that group. He and T. Higgins weren't part of it, which was disappointing.
Yeah. And Yetur didn't run either.
No, Yetur didn't run. I didn't know he wasn't going to run. He did not run.
Yeah. He'll run here on the 17th too. But what are your thoughts on a wide receiver group that between CeeDee Lamb, Ruggs, Jerry Jeudy, T. Higgins?
They're great. Chase Claypool helped himself a great deal. He's a bigger receiver from Notre Dame. He had a great day. Donovan Peoples-Jones had a great day. Someone said to me he's back to his high school form, but I think that, you know, there would be a few questions if that's the case. And obviously he's not – high school form's not going to help you in the NFL, but he had a
no.
decent day in terms of the workout.
Right.
There are an awful lot of them, and Jeudy's impressive to talk to. Ruggs is, you know, I don't know about every practice, and even though James has let me watch, you know, a couple, I think two practices over the years when I've been up there to do a story or something.
Sure, right.
I don't see everything they do and that sort of thing. But at Alabama, they do these really contested drills right off the bat at practice, DBs and wide receivers. And I was talking to Jeudy and Ruggs about how much that helps them, and the answer's a great deal. So I found that interesting. Oklahoma, obviously, CeeDee Lamb. Think about his career, and I'm sure you've talked about this, if you've talked about him at all. He played with Baker, he played with Kyler, and then he played with Jalen. And actually, he said that playing with Baker helped him for Jalen. He didn't mention Kyler, which I thought was interesting, and I wasn't there for that, so I couldn't follow up and ask him the difference there. But I thought that was interesting. But I did talk to Baker about him, about CD, and he just mentioned the idea that as a true freshman in a 7-on-7 drill, he was doing things that just aren't normal. And they clearly knew that they had something special in CD Lamb. So it's going to be fun because the receiving the available receivers in free agency are not great or plentiful, and yet the draft has everything you would want. So that's going to be fun.
You know, it's interesting. You know, in a practice, because you know Eli Manning really well, there are certain guys in a practice where you just want to complete it that you trust more than anybody else, and it may not be the star. So Baker Mayfield probably saw this freshman and trusted him a lot in practice because he made plays for him.
Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is all three quarterbacks trusted him. You know what I mean? That says a lot about who CeeDee Lamb is. Yeah, that's a good point. Yep.
Yeah. I got to ask you about Chase Young because that's how we started out.
Yep.
So what's the impression you get from him? Obviously, I've only announced games that he's played. I've never talked to him.
Very good impression. Both he and Okuda, very, very impressive to me. Both of them gave me time unbothered, unhurried. Again, I try not to take too much of it on the field, and if I take too much of it, someone's going to see me and I'm going to get yelled at. So I have to pick and choose my spots. But Chase was a little different because he wasn't working out. But both really good, mature. Listen, very confident. You know, Chase thinks he's the best player in this draft, but I don't have a problem with someone who thinks that and has reason to think that. We could quibble with a couple different players probably, but I don't have an issue with him thinking that. So I think it's interesting. I tell you, you know, the Ohio State side of this is that he's better than either Bosa. If that is true, the Redskins, I truly think, are going to go a long way in helping that defense because they got Montez Sweat a year ago. They have the guys up front. They're going to need help in the secondary. But, boy, you're talking about getting after a quarterback. If they're all healthy, they should really be able to do that. And I do think that'll be the pick in Washington.
Do you cover the combine any differently now than you used to, or is it still really the same to you?
Well, being on the floor, I'm the only reporter on the floor. So truly, I mean, I don't want to sound corny when I say this. I truly look at it as an honor and a responsibility. So it's a really special event for me. And the idea that I get to talk to all of these guys, and I call them kids, and I'm trying to call them something other than kids because I don't want to sound like I'm flip when I talk about them, but they're young. I mean, they're all so young, but many of them. I'll tell you a little story. So Trayvon Diggs is Stephon Diggs' brother. So I talked to him a little bit about his combine and about, and he said he owes his brother 100 push-ups because he dropped a ball. He dropped one ball during drills, which is pretty good for a defensive back. But he owes his brother 100 push-ups because of it. And apparently Stephon can ask for those push-ups anywhere. It can be at a mall, it can be at a restaurant, it can be anywhere, but he's going to get to 100 push-ups at some point. So I'm walking around doing something else, and Trayvon was finished, and he calls me over, and he has Stephon on FaceTime. And his brother's so happy, and his brother always gives him critical assessments. Never goes positive because he wants to help him. But in that call, he was so positive with his brother. And the kicker is, 10 years ago, their father died, and he asked Stephon to take care of the family. So the younger brother, 4 years younger, says he's where he is because of his older brother. So it's really fun, and I don't take for granted that I'm so lucky to be parts of those events because you can tell people about them, but you're never going to replicate that. That individual moment will never happen again.
Just being you and me, you earned it. So
thank you.
Yeah, you earned it. Is Brady the domino to free agency?
Yes. Brady, the clock is ticking, and I have not even – someone else asked me about free agency today, and I said – you know, I answered the best I could, but honestly, the combine just consumes my life. So, you know, a little later this week I'll start to look at free agency a little bit, but obviously I know the Brady situation. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know about it. That is going to consume our lives, as if it hasn't already. That is going to consume our NFL lives within days. There's no doubt about that. And well, it has a chance to be, you know, really seismic. I mean, this would be a seismic shift. For some reason, I still think he's going back to New England, but, Steve, that's based on absolutely no reporting.
Right.
That is just based on the idea of, to me, that's the only thing that makes sense. You really think he wants to start over? You know, maybe with his buddy Vrabel, maybe it makes sense. But, you know, you're talking about being, what, 43 years old and conceivably changing what you've done. He can't take his offensive coordinator with him.
Nope.
So, again, unless it's his buddy Vrabel and they somehow figure out a way to replicate New England there, it's hard for me to imagine him anywhere else.
Well, you know it's always fun talking to you. So it's just great to have you back on the show. Thanks so much for doing this.
Anytime, Steve. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Kim. She's the best. Kim Jones, NFL Network. Just worked the floor of Lucas Oil Stadium talking to every player. She's the one that was able to get the access during the combine. That was a great segment for you, Matt.
Absolutely. I look forward to her every time that we have her on.
Yeah, but we talked about the combine.
Yes, that too. Yeah, everything. Yeah. I loved everything about the XA, but especially the combine. She did a great job during the whole broadcast this weekend.
She always does. She's done a great job forever. Whether it's the Yankees with Yes.
I can speak to that too. I loved her on Yes.
Covering basketball, football here. Awesome. Working in Newark. Awesome. NFL Network. She's had a great career. She's earned it. She's earned her career. She's earned her success. Okay. We're going to take a break. You know, I do apologize to you for one thing. I never did ask her about the Pro Bowl.
That's okay. I only want to know. I'm all about the combine now.
I just want to make sure that we're covering all the bases that like keep you engaged.
We're all good. I promise. That was an excellent segment.
Even despite, I guess I'm going to get an A minus for it because there's no Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I'll give you a pass this time.
Okay. All right. We will come back. Final half hour of the show in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, it's 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and we are in the... Today's show is brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, whatever it may be, they are the best in the business. Can't wait for the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament as well, which is going to be May 6th. Matt's already warming up. And... then there's you know who, Captain Chutter.
I'm ready to take him on too.
I said, you think you could practice once or twice? You know, and then of course we gotta go through the torture of all the Chutter stats and everything like that. And I'm like, oh my goodness. You just want to sit there and just go into the fetal position. Ugh. I mean, sometimes there have been a couple times I've deliberately hit the ball out of bounds. That way, I can avoid them. All right, so why'd you hit it over there for? No problem. I got it. We're all good.
I may do that just because that's just how my golf game is sometimes.
I mean, it's nothing like being at the second hole every year and hearing, I bowled a 297. And everybody in the group just shakes their head. All right. I'm now 3-for-4 in chutter stats. Like, okay. Does it bother you that we didn't use any of the shots? Okay. The matter is close. Third guy. All right, so you watch the combine religiously with your son.
Of course.
And just because your son knows as much now about the combine as some other people out there, it's not. So, what impressed you?
Well, actually, I agree with Kim. I was very impressed with Jordan Love. I thought he continued to help himself. I liked him coming out of the East-West Shrine game, or the Senior Bowl, rather. And I think he definitely did better. I agree. I'm not a big fan of what Fromm can do as far as his arm goes. I think he definitely got showed up a little bit there. Was disappointed to see that KJ Hamler couldn't run, but I know we'll see him at the pro day coming up on the 17th. But I was pretty impressed with Robert Windsor. I thought he had a good 40 time. I think he ran a 4.93. Was his official
Rob.
Time, which is good for him. I thought
it's
he looked good
at
some of the other drills. I thought his footwork in particular was pretty good in some of the drills. Overall, the receivers, I thought anybody you can take out of the receiver class is just excellent. The amount of big plays we saw from them over the weekend with the catching and the drills and the speed you saw in the 40 time, even some of the athleticism in the vertical and the broad jumps. I mean, this receiver class is outstanding. Saw a couple of linemen, too. Nobody really stood out to me like that entirely. I don't think the offensive line class is that great this year. Defensive line, there were a couple of standouts besides Windsor. But overall, I thought it was a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, Chase Young at some point will probably work out when he's at Ohio State. I mean, there's certain guys that don't have to. You have to be smart about it. Like Kim said, you're disappointed you want to see Burrow throw because you haven't seen Burrow throw in person, unless you've covered the game. Well, I mean, like as I told Brad Nestle, the only time I've ever seen Joe Burrow throw in person, he was warming up on the sideline before the game and before the half. He was a backup quarterback. So I've never seen him throw in a game. Now, it's a little different ball game now when you're playing, what did he play, 15 games? Well, that's hard. That's hard when you're playing 15 games. I mean, that's a lot of wear and tear because, for some guys, their season ended Thanksgiving weekend. Well, then the first week in December, he's playing again. Then, like most other teams, he's out there playing in a bowl game. This time it was the Peach Bowl. But then he had to play the extra game against Clemson. Well, when you get to those games, you are playing. Who did they play in the SEC championship game? They played Florida?
Yes.
So you got to play Florida, and their defense can flat out attack you. They're really good. Then you play Oklahoma, and then you play Clemson. Well, it's not exactly a walk through the park at that point. You're playing really good teams at that point. So, like, the Senior Bowl comes up, 2 weeks, 17 days after the national championship game? He's not going to be involved in that, nor should he be. Combine? No. I mean, while other guys have already gone through their recovery phase, he hasn't really finished his recovery phase yet from a long season that started back in August. So I don't blame him for that.
And I thought Kim said about Jalen Hurts, I thought was correct. That I think he is a quarterback. The NFL does think he is a quarterback, and she's right. He didn't get asked to do any other drills. I think his footwork needs some work a little bit. There were some throws that were off target, but again, as I said on the show on Friday, Stephen, you know this too. These drills, it's hard to tell about accuracy because you're off with the timing on a lot of the guys that you're working with and things like that. But you're looking at mechanics, and I thought there's some things he's got to work on there with his footwork. But I think he can be a good quarterback. I really do.
Well, and it's more to it than that, though. I mean, I make a joke out of it, but the runny joke is accurate. You don't have 11 people consumed with hate trying to get you.
Yeah, exactly right.
Right? Yeah, I mean, when you hey, look how he throws, and hey, boy, he's like, he was 46 out of 50 on the route tree. It's like, okay, I can see the basics, but how do you react when somebody's in your face? How do you react when you have to move? How do you react when they, in the middle of the play, they change a coverage? They're not out there changing coverages on you when you're throwing in these drills. So it just gives you the basics. You're going to have to make some judgments on some guys as to how they react with a lot of other people around them. I mean, this gives you the basics, but that's all it gives you is the basics.
Not only that, but can you endure it? Because I'm even though we had a nice bounce back year at Oklahoma this year, I can guarantee you there's still going to be a lot of injury concerns with scouts and coaches across the league when it comes to Jalen Hurts because of his style of play.
I don't recall him being hurt this year.
He bounced back this year, but I mean, I'm talking about the year before when he was hurt with Alabama.
Yeah, well, they needed him. He stepped in and won for him. He's really good. He didn't quite run the 40 time I thought he might. I thought he might be a 4.5 guy. What did he end up in, the 4.6s?
Yeah, I want to say it was a 4.65, something like that. I actually thought he would be a little bit faster, too, than what he ran.
He's one of those guys, when you watch them play at Alabama, not so much at Oklahoma, because he didn't run the ball as much as Oklahoma. Well, you watch them in Alabama, it's like, okay, I didn't recall him getting caught that often. Like when he got through, he got through. And he's got power to him. He does have power. But, look, I give him credit. He wants to be a quarterback. He's going to show him he's a quarterback. Good. Yeah, and Kim's right. Sometimes rumors get started. And I think, as she said, it's the media talking about that. That would be some people stereotyping a guy. Well, don't stereotype him. Right? Just let him do his thing. Let him do his thing. Let him show, if you watch him and he has a lousy workout, and he's not dropping the ball, in where you need it and so forth, okay, that's fine. Now maybe you say, you got to keep yourself alive in the league. But nothing's happened to him yet where he has sat there and giving you an impression other than the fact that the guy can be a quarterback. A guy that helped him out, she mentioned Chase Claypool. Well, a lot of his measurables are close to Calvin Johnson. Same height, same weight almost. And 4.4, 240 as opposed to 4.0. Pete Prisco right now is Yetur Gross-Matos as the 27th best player in the draft. That's where he has him from CBS Sports. I mean, you're going to have a lot of people with a lot of different spots because this is all part of the guessing game with this. I mean, you don't know who's going to trade up, who's going to do what. I mentioned the Brady thing. The Brady thing is the domino of all dominoes. Let's now where he goes, and then all of a sudden the other dominoes will then start falling into place. I know you want, you want Brady out of there. It's just the way you become. You become very tough on players.
But you know what, Steve? I agree with Kim. I think he's somehow going to stay back with New England only because of Robert Kraft. And as we've seen with past reports with the Patriots before, things haven't always been perfect between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, but they've made it work because Robert Kraft is making them make it work. And as long as Robert Kraft is the owner of New England Patriots, it doesn't matter what Bill Belichick thinks, if he wants to move on from Tom Brady or not. If he has a chance to get Tom Brady, he's going to be the quarterback of that team until he doesn't want to be the quarterback of the team anymore because of Robert Kraft.
It's interesting. They've been together 20 years, right? Now, over 20 years, not always, but is it always going to be perfect over 20 years?
Of course not.
Usually not. Well, the funny thing is, though, as I say that, I've worked for Jack Ham for 20 years. You know how many problems we've ever had where we had to work out a problem? Like a crossword? An eyebrow raise? How about zero? Now neither one of us is in a position of being management versus employee. We're two employees working together. But I can tell you right now, we're in our 21st season coming up. We've never had even remotely a crossword. Like, remotely. Dick Girardi and I have been together 16 seasons. We haven't even remotely had a crossword. Like, remotely. Oh, we may kid around with each other. You know, Dick will say sometimes to people, he says, the transfer portal, I wish Steve would go into it. You know, you know, things like that. So, neither one of us is management versus employee. But I can tell you, it is possible to work with somebody for 20 years and have zero issues and have nothing but a good time with it. Now, maybe we're different. I have no idea. Maybe we are. I just know that between the three of us, that's the way it's been. Now, there are some other people that you work with instead of 20 years for 20 minutes, and there's instantly a problem. But we'll talk about the corner office in a few moments. We'll come back. Did you see it coming? I just want to know, did you see it coming?
Yes, I did.
You did see it coming.
From like a mile away. I knew where you were going with that. I see what you did there.
See, you're catching on.
I am.
You're doing all right.
Little by little.
You know? I guess, you got a big TV thing coming up on Friday?
I do, yes. PIAA playoffs, girls doubleheader at Shamokin for SEC V8.
That's awesome. You're not going to bring the guy with the umbrella with you, are you?
No, he actually had to decline.
Had to decline?
Yes.
Why is that?
Says he's got too much going on right now and he couldn't. That's all I was told.
Okay. Let me absorb that for a moment.
Oh, boy.
Let me absorb for a moment. Too much going on. Let me think here. Did you get a flight to Chicago Friday? Or?
Not that I know of.
Got something going on Saturday?
Not sure there either.
Does he have to fly to Indianapolis next week? I'm just asking here.
Yeah, once again, negative.
I'm just trying to figure out what too much going on means. Does he have to fly to a points unknown the week after that?
I got nothing.
And so does he. We'll come back with...
I set you up for that one.
Is it this easy?
That was too easy.
Come on, everybody out there. Laugh. Have a good time. We're trying to have a good time. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855. Or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Nothing like walking past the corner office and watching somebody play air guitar to this. Is there any more way to embarrass yourself? All right, so, okay. We are now in the ninth year of the show. So thanks to everybody that's made this possible, because all of you have made this possible. I mean, big time. I'm not sitting here without all of you, and I'm not sitting here without Kevo and Sean and Maddie. So, and all of you in the audience. It's our ninth year doing the show. Now, I feel like there's certain people out there that are hearing this that just became extremely depressed. But then, you know, sorry. It's been 9 years for you. For some of you, 9 long years. But we're in the 9th year. Tony Romo gets a $17 million deal with CBS. And again, I don't care how much money he makes. I think it's great. But see, the tip-off to me is it tells you the value of live sports on TV. That has now become the competitive ground for every TV network. You have to have the NFL. And look at ESPN. They invested $1.4 billion a year in the NBA, as I mentioned. Well, they've done that because they think it can be a valuable live sports property for them. And to this point, when you look at the ratings, especially the NBA Finals, which are on ABC, but that's still ESPN, it's been incredibly valuable to them. They draw more for the NBA Finals than Major League Baseball does for the World Series. It's the number two championship property. Why did Fox bid so heavy on the Big Ten? And why did Fox bid so heavy on the USGA for the U.S. Open? Because live sports, I don't want to get into the debate of how well anybody covers anything. That has nothing to do with it. It's the value of the property. The report was that they paid the Big Ten, Fox did, $240 million a year in the 6-year deal. And remember, going back to about a dozen years ago, ESPN had, again, when ESPN was really the ball game, the only show in town, they would consistently try to lowball the Big Ten. And Jim Delaney gets sick of it. And one day, as the story goes, says, look, I'm just going to go form my own network. And they basically laughed. Really, are you kidding me? We're ESPN. You can't do that. And then he started the Big Ten Network. Well, guess what that did? It not only gave the Big Ten a viable alternative, but it forced ESPN to up the ante. About a dozen years ago, they went to $100 million a year, and then the last contract, they went to $190. So, the Tony Romo contract tells you that forever, not forever. The Tony Romo contract tells you how serious ESPN is, CBS is about what they need to do. They need to keep the NFL contract. Why? Because live sports means that much to the total network operation. Not just the sports division, but the total network operation.